Welcome to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help students like you live out their dream of becoming physical therapists. In each episode, we will show and teach you how you can get one step closer to your dream of becoming a PT by increasing your level of clarity, confidence, and control. And as a thank you for listening to this episode, we want to provide you with a free gift. After coaching hundreds of students directly, we've learned that one, guessing is the enemy of your success as a future PT, and knowing both that and what your current individual game plan should be is the difference between feeling confident and in control or overwhelmed and lost as a student. So we have a free training for you. You can find it at www.guessfreeprept.com. It's going to take care of you and it'll help you stop guessing and get in the driver's seat of your journey as a future PT. That's it. That's your free gift. Enjoy the rest of the episode. We'll see you in the next few moments. Hey, what is up? How are y'all doing? Hope you're having an absolutely amazing, amazing evening. Welcome to another episode of the Pre-PT Inspire series, where we bring in students that we have coached who have gotten into PT school and have them share their story, their ups, their downs, the good moments, and also the tough moments. And the reason why that's so important is because for a lot of you that are applying to PT school, it's very easy to see other students get into PT school and be like, man, like, I wish I was them, but many times we don't realize that there's certain struggles they went through that we could say, wow, like they actually went through the stuff that I'm going through right now. And just by listening to them, we can actually get the motivation, the inspiration we need, and even the guidance from them. We can ask them, hey, like, how did you deal with this? How did you deal with doubt? How did you deal with low GPA? How did you navigate through all that stuff? So this is episode 78, I believe, of the Pre-PT Inspire series, which is amazing. And I'll be joined here by... We got accepted into PT school, and let's see if it'll pop up. And then after that, I think we should be good to go. Let me know if y'all can hear me, by the way, for those of y'all that are here watching live. What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's up? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me well?
Perfect. Yes, I'm all good. I can hear you.
Perfect. Man, I can't wait. This is going to be good.
I'm excited.
This is going to be good. Let's see here real quick. For those of y'all that are here live, can y'all say panel in the comments below if you attended our low GPA panel this past weekend? Because if you didn't, y'all about to hear one of the panelists. Rishu was one of the panelists from this past weekend. And tonight's going to be kind of cool because you'll get to hear more of his story. We'll take a deeper dive into it. So for those of y'all that were at the panel that were like, yo, I want to hear more, super, super excited for tonight. And for those of y'all that have no idea what I'm talking about panel-wise, just DM us panel and we'll take care of you with the replay. We basically had to sit down this past Sunday night with seven former low GPA pre-PTs who all got accepted into PT school. And they just shared all their stuff. So post panel, so the replay. Okay, so if you were not at the panel, just DM us for the replay and we will give it to you. So just hit us up and we got you covered. But tonight we're about to dive into the good and the bad. Are you ready for that, brother?
I'm ready.
You ready? We're gonna talk about the good and the bad. We're gonna talk about low GPA. We're gonna talk about the fear of rejection. We're gonna talk about several years of applying and not getting, like, we're gonna dive into all of that. So for those of y'all that are like, I need some motivation, I need some inspiration, I need some direction, can y'all say motivate me in the comments below? For those of y'all that are like, man, I could use some motivation right now, because, you know, as we go into the holiday season, as we go into the new year, it's like, man, like, I could use something to help me feel more confident, to help me feel more certain, to help me feel like I can actually do this thing. So for those of y'all that are ready for that, just say motivate me in the comments below, and we'll get started. So here's how we're going to do this. You already know the questions, but for the people here, y'all gonna get to know his story a little bit, why he chose to become a physical therapist. Then let's just dive into the part that everybody wants to hear, which is the struggles. Like, what were the obstacles? And then after that, we will talk about what you did differently to ultimately get into PT school. So let's start from the top. Why physical therapy? Like, what drew you to the profession?
So honestly, I had a background just going into college in science and math. So my subjects wise, I was like, I did like those. So I knew eventually that's kind of where I wanted to go in terms of my career. In high school and college, I got really into sports, basketball, soccer, volleyball, you name it, intramurals, everything I was trying to do. I really enjoyed running just in general, triathlon I was a part of. So I knew ultimately my career was going to be in sports, in science, in something. So I, you know, kind of geared towards that medical field. It wasn't really until going into college, I didn't even have a clear vision of where I wanted to go. I kind of was just like, let's just see what's out there. I know my interests. I know my hobbies. Now let's see what I can do. It wasn't until junior year that I really found PT and started going to like shadowing and observation hours and things like that. And what really defined PT for me, what really defined like me, like, okay, this is PT, is actually not even an injury I had, but my brother had. So he was a D3 football player at FDU, and he tore his ACL. It was his junior year. So he had one more year before senior, so he was able to come back senior. But junior year, I mean, devastated. The season, second game in, I believe it was, ACL tore. What got me was when he started going to PT. You know, I started going with him. I actually ended up shadowing at the clinic that he went to PT at, or he got his treatment at. And the change in emotion that he went through, change of like mindset that he went through from, oh man, my leg, it's gotten so small, I can't really run anymore as well as I could, I can't cut. He went from like all these I can'ts and I don't know if I'll be able to I'm back at it senior year. And the transition that I saw personally from him really defined. I was like, wow, this is what PT can do. I was like, it's not just about the body. It's not just about, oh, I'm treating your leg or your knee, whatever it may be, shoulder, back, whatever it may be. It's like you're changing this person's mindset to like, yo, from I can't to I can. And we're going back to what I used to love and enjoy. And that's why I chose PT.
So you were like, I want to create that for other people.
Oh, absolutely. I was like, this is going to be everywhere. I was like, what I got, I wasn't even treating him. And I was like, what I got from him coming back to football, to what he loved.
Yeah.
I was like, this is it. I was like, this is that feeling. This is that passion. This is that love for the field.
And you were, wow. That's amazing. So y'all, for those of y'all that are here watching, I want you to ask yourself that question too. Like for those of you that like say PT, if you're trying to become a PT, because I know some people watching are just excited to support, you know, Rishi, or they're just here to just learn. But how many of you are actually trying to become physical therapists? Say PT in the chat below if you're actually trying to become a physical therapist. Because one of the big things, and just like that question, one of the biggest, like, I don't want to call it a determining factor, but something that kind of makes a big difference and we don't realize it, is our clarity why we're actually doing what we're doing, right? Because we're about to switch gears in this conversation. We're about to talk about the struggles, which a lot of people don't like to talk about because it's not pretty. It's not cute. We love to celebrate getting accepted. We love to celebrate passing a class. We love to celebrate all those things, but we don't like to talk about the ugly stuff. So we're about to go there. But the thing that's going to help you deal with that, or at least push through it, is your clarity on why you want it, yes, right? Because I have a funny feeling, because I know the story and I know we're about to dive in. I have a funny feeling that part of what helped you kind of deal with like the setbacks, which you're about to break down, is the fact that you were like, dang, like I can't really see myself doing anything else.
Yep.
Like I really don't, like, plan Bs are just basically something that I like less. Like this Absolutely. Is what I want to do. And so for those of y'all that are listening, just be very clear on that, because you not being clear on that might actually become a hindrance at some point. So just thought I'd throw that out there. Ask yourself the same question. Why PT? Why not something else? Because once you know that answer, then you'll dig into something far deeper than you've experienced so far. So let's switch gears then. So you knew you wanted to become a physical therapist.
Yep.
Obviously, watching his journey really, really shifted how you perceive. You're like, man, like it's not just about the body. It's like it's somebody's life. It's somebody's mind. It's somebody's everything, right? And so you saw that you wanted to become a PT, but it wasn't a smooth journey. What were the big obstacles? What were the big roadblocks? What were the points where you were like, yo, this is this is not as easy as I thought it was going to be, or this is a lot crazier than I thought it was going to be. What were those? Because
so
we talked about them, you know, on Sunday a little bit.
Yeah.
But break those down for everybody here.
Gotcha. So definitely one of the biggest things internally, I'll go internally first. One of the biggest things internally I had to fix was my mindset for two reasons. One mindset that I had was, it was a big victim mindset. It was, why is this happening to me? You know, why can't I get in? I was like, maybe I'm not good enough. All these things that just surrounded, and really it surrounded my GPA, my 2.54, right? So I was like, I mean, 2.5, who gets in with this? I was like, you know, I'm a struggle. I do this. I was like, whatever it may be. I was like, I kept blaming myself. And I was like, I can't do this, holding myself down. And that was a huge, huge internal struggle that I had to deal with, especially, like I said, graduating with such a low GPA, because I've never heard of anyone that's done it before. I was like, I mean, I know minimum is a 3.0. I was like, you know, I did, you know, my research to a certain extent. And I was like, it doesn't make sense for me, or it doesn't, I don't know how I can even do this. So I was in my head a lot. So that was a really big internal struggle that I deal with. And then, like I said, the GPA was that big, big factor that I had to overcome. So a cumulative GPA of 2.54, definitely not something that, you know, PT school is like, oh, word, that's perfect. This is the guy for us. It took some work. It took some realization of what I needed, which actually the acceptance system, which we'll, I know we'll get into a little bit later. The acceptance system was a huge factor in that. Showing me things that I didn't even know that I didn't know, right? So it was a big, big awakening for me, stepping out of my shell, stepping out of my comfort zone, asking for help. And like I said, just getting over that mindset of that I'm not good enough because of where I am.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Y'all, like, for those of y'all watching live, like I hope you understand, like, I hope you absorb that. So is it okay if I kind of show them a little something?
Go for
it. Is it cool? All right, cool. Yo, it's your show, so I got to make sure. That
back and forth. We're good.
I love it. So 2.54 cumulative GPA, right? Victim mindset. So really just kind of be like, you know, like, how am I? Like, how can I ever? Or, you know, all the different things, that, which are normal feelings, right? We're humans, right?
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, multiple rejections as well, because, you know, it's, I don't even think you mentioned that. How many years?
Four years right? Of rejections coming out from college till now. Yeah, four straight years of rejection.
Application cycles.
Yeah.
Not four schools.
Oh, yeah.
Four application cycles.
Many, many more schools rejection. But yeah. Yeah, definitely that. Yeah, because honestly, after even the first one, I'm going to be honest, after the first one, it was more of like a shock to me. Like, I mean, personally, I was like, how did I, not even an interview, not even like a, hey, this is kind of why. It was just, sorry, not accepting. Sorry, we filled our seats. So, and I was like, oh my God. So I was like, maybe the second year, even after the second year, I was like, the first year didn't even really register. I'm going to be honest with you. The second year, I was like, oh, maybe I just need to throw out more applications. Maybe I need to do 10 to 15 rather than 5 to 7. I was like, maybe I just need to just bum rush the PT schools and see what happens. But obviously that wasn't the case either. And I was just struggling cycle after cycle, just unsure of really what to do.
That's usually where a lot of students quit.
Yeah.
That's usually where a lot of students quit.
Oh, after the second year. Sorry, real quick. After the second year, I almost switched to counseling. I almost was like, I'm applying to counseling. I was like, PT school must not be for me. But I mean, we'll get into why later. I mean, but yeah, after my third year, then the accepted system, I started reaching out. I started doing a lot of different things. Yeah.
Wow. Let's talk about this. Like, this is so important because, you know, for a lot of us, like, I mean, we're already struggling with our own beliefs internally, right? So for those of y'all that are here watching live, can you just say me if you like doubted yourself at some point in your journey? Just doubt. Just where you're like, I don't know if this is gonna work out. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna put in all this effort and then it just doesn't work in my favor. Say me. Shoot, I struggle with that. I mean, you just said that after your second time, you were like, yo, should I just switch to counseling? Like, maybe this isn't gonna work. And here's something that I want you guys to understand. And I talked about this on Sunday night, but I think this is important for you guys to hear in relation to this story is that there's really two paths. There's always two paths. Most of us have been taught that there's only one path. Most of us have been taught that at some point, it will be too low. At some point, we will have been rejected too many times. At some point, our GRE is going to be too far gone to ever, you know, obviously come back from. And that's called closed guidance. That's what we call it. We call it closed guidance. Basically, when you're being told, sometimes it's you guiding yourself, but sometimes it's an advisor or somebody else saying, hey, 4 years in a row, you know, you might want to consider, you know, doing something else. A 2.54 GPA, which is your, that's exactly what you had. A 2.54 GPA, you know what, that's, it's not going to work out. It doesn't happen, right? And yeah. So a lot of us have been taught to believe that there's a dead end at some point. And that's what we're all scared of. Can y'all say, like say together, I'm scared that at some point I'll hit a dead end. At some point, it's not going to, like, it's like, hey, this is it. And so most of us are taught that. And that's why we're sometimes guided that way by other people around us, because they're like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, just try a different career path. Now, there's another path, though, that many of us aren't really told about. We call it open guidance. And what that basically means is that regardless of whatever situation you're in right now, there's always a next step. There's always a next step. To be honest, that's probably what makes tonight's conversation so powerful. 4 years, I mean,
big.
This could be any of you, right? There's always a next step. And just by accepting that, like if you can just internalize that, then even going into this new year, right? Because like right now we're at the end of 2021 as we record this. Even as you go into 2022, you'll start asking different questions. Instead of saying, how will I ever, you'll start asking, okay. These are the things that are holding me back. How can I deal with those? Who has already figured it out? Who else has been through this before? So maybe it's low GPA and you're like, yo, I gotta hit up this Rishi guy. He had a 2.54 and somehow he's in PT school. What did he do? Like, you'll start asking very different questions. You'll start asking what I like to call empowering questions. And all of a sudden, you'll actually see a path. Feasible.
Yep.
And once that happens, that's the only thing I could ever dream for any of you. Because many of us are just taught that, man, like, it's going to be too late at some point. And I just don't want you to feel so stuck. I don't want you to feel so limited because of all the things that you're seeing. Maybe you're comparing yourself to other students and say, man, my stats aren't as good as theirs. Or my experiences aren't as good as theirs. Or my age, I'm too old, I'm too young. All the things that we tell ourselves, but in reality, that's dead end thinking.
Yeah. And a big thing.
God, it does. Go.
No, yeah. A big thing I was going to say is like, I really, like you just said, I really had to stop. One of the things was comparing myself, but also realizing that I can only control what I can control. Like there's so many outside factors. Again, my cumulative GPA being one of them that I was like, okay, if I were to just focus on cumulative GPA, it's going to take me years and years just to bring that up. I was like, there's got to be something else. And again, when I reached out to Accepted System and you guys helped me, and we found that path that I needed, it was just one after another. You just got to hit it. And it's just focus on that one assignment, one area that you can at a time. And once you get that, on to the next one. It was a big thing.
Boom. I love that. For those of y'all that are live right now, can y'all put this in the comments below? If you're like, you know what? I'm willing to at least accept that. Say this in the comments below. Say there's always a next step.
Yeah.
I need y'all to start believing it, right? Because the two of us saying it, I mean, we believe it clearly, right? But it's up to you guys. Like y'all are like, we're trying to help you guys, right? So if you can believe that for yourself, you'll start looking at everything so differently. You won't see yourself as this victim. You won't feel like every hill you're climbing, you're just competing with everybody. Like y'all, like that's a suffocating way to feel, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting. I'm sure you felt that for 4 years.
But oh, like, my yo, God. It was cycle after cycle. I mean, I was like, this is unreal to me. I was like, I mean, like I said, after that second year, I was so stuck to a point where I thought about, like I said, switching to counseling. I was like, I'm going to just go for my master's for counseling. I guess got it. You know, I was like, I do love helping people and, you know, and all this other stuff. But I was like, there came to a point, I remember filling out the application for the master's. I said, this is not it. I said, this is not for me. I was like, what I'm doing is settling. I'm settling for something less than what I want. I'm just saying, okay, I can't achieve my dream. Wow. So that means let me take a step. I was like, nah, this is, like we say, one life to live, right? So it's like, you might as well just go for what you want. Go for the gold.
You got it. Wow. So what was the switch for you? Because obviously you ended up working with us. You were part of our coaching program, The Accepted System. What led you? Well, I'll ask a twofold question. The first part of this question is, what led you to say, hey, I need help? And I'm going to find some guidance from, well, you chose us. So why that? And then number two, when you did join the program, how did it actually help you after so many years of rejections, after having a low GPA, one that most people would consider impossible to get into PT school with? How did it help you? So what led you to be like, I need help. This is where I'm going to get it from. And how did it help you once you were in?
So when I was, again, my whole thing was that low GPA. So when I was looking at, after that second year, and after I decided to continue pursuing PT school, for that third cycle coming up, I was like, okay, what can I do differently that I haven't done already? I was like, and I started just Google searching, yo, low GPA, who did it? Like, how did you guys do it? I mean, I saw Reddit posts, but this is the thing. I saw Reddit posts, I saw little forums, I saw everything, and almost every single one of them was like, if you don't have a 3.0, you're not getting into PT school. If you don't have a 3.0, figure out what classes you need to do, get back in there. If you don't have this, I was like, okay, I was like, all right. I was like, let me see what I can do about these classes because I know I had to retake some. So starting in 2019, in the spring of 2019, up until actually when COVID started in March of 2020, I retook all the prereqs. I said, I don't know what this is going to do, but I was like, I need to do something because I can't just keep sitting here reapplying. So I was like, okay, so I hit that. And when I got that third cycle and I still didn't get in, I was like, what is happening? I said, I took my classes. I was like, I did what I need to do. I was like, yeah, my cumulative didn't change. But then I was like, okay, I need a coach. I need someone that knows this system, has been through it, has seen people go through it. And that's when I came across the Accepted System. The Access, it was like on Instagram, it was one of these. Actually, I'm gonna tell you who it really was. It was, and I said this in the panel on Sunday, Dr. Ben Kim coming in with a 2.4. When I saw, and that was the video that actually you guys had put out that attracted me to it. And I was like, 2.4. I said, hold on, 2.4. I said, I had a 2.54. I was like, and he got into, I said, we got to figure this out. I said, I got to talk to I got to see how I could get into this, whatever it may be, what this group is about. I was like, this is going to be the group that takes me. I was like, they know things that I don't know. So one of my things is like, you don't know what you don't know. It's like, I didn't know, for example, like the acceptance of, there were schools that don't take your cumulative GPA. There were schools that don't accept, I mean, that don't even require GRE. There are schools that look at only prereq GPAs and your last 60 credit hours. And I didn't even know that was a thing. I was like, I was blown. I was like, oh my God. I was like, we just opened up some more doors. I was like, this was the next step. I was like, we just opened up some more doors in order to see where I can go. So me deciding that it was time to get a coach, I was like, I physically feel as though I've done everything that I could at this point. Because I, like, again, like I said, the classes, I mean, I had over 1,500 hours of, because I've just been working. So I've been 1,500 hours of aid technician. I was doing volunteer work. I was doing shadow. I was just, like we say, I was trying to mask my GPA. I was just trying to wipe that off the board, which you can never do. It is your GPA. You just got to figure out how and what you can do to control to get around it. So again, like I said, when I decided, that I need help. And when I found the Accepted System, it was nothing more than talking to you guys, you and Casey, and hearing the testimonials of everyone else that had done it with lower than a 3.0 GPA. And that inspiration and all that guidance and support and everything there was just pushed me to that next step. It was just what I needed in order to get past, and something that led me to the Accepted System.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness. So hold on. So once you joined the program, once you were like, hey, I gotta be around these people. Ben Kim, y'all, if you guys have not seen that video, go on YouTube.
Just type in
Ben Kim 2.4. It's a beast. Had a 2.4 cumulative undergrad graduating GPA.
Beast.
And is about to finish PT school. So y'all, do not believe your doubts. Do not believe a lot of the things that you've been led to think are going to hold you back. Remember, closed, open.
And like I said, remember that. You guys were the only ones who had said, oh, low GPA? I got you. Low GPA? I got you. Yo, you need this? I got you. I mean, you guys even during COVID, you guys were so gracious enough to even extend observation hours. When you guys were giving out like an hour, and I was like, this is unreal. Like, they're helping all across the board. So yeah, and like I said, the Google forum, the blog posts, the forums, the Reddit posts, they all were telling me I couldn't unless I had that 3.0. So it's like the one sort, I was like, let's go. I was like, we're here.
The one place that said you could, right? Well, that's, I mean, and to be honest, like, I hope that changes. You know, I really do hope that that changes. I hope that in the next 5 to 10 years that we're seeing a lot more can, right? But how does that happen? It happens by having more individuals like yourself that are just talking about it. Like, I want that to be the norm, right? Like, wouldn't y'all want that to be the norm for all pre-PTs to just understand that they can, like, there's ways to navigate through all this stuff without hiding anything, without trying to cover up anything, but just learning how to deal. Yeah, like, I just want that to be the norm.
Yeah.
We're going to keep doing what we do until it becomes that. But I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yes.
Go.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, I was just going to piggyback off of that. I was just saying, like, yeah, again, even going back to the first part, just getting past that mindset of, like, that victim mindset, I'm going to keep saying it. There is that next step, right? There is that one more thing you can do. Never say, because as soon as you say, I don't know, then you just start closing off all your options.
You got it. That's it. How else did the accepted system help you?
So other than the testimonials and things of that nature, the Facebook group was a huge thing. I was able to reach out not to only people who were pre-PTs, but now people who were accepted into PT school and even further, even graduated and had got their license and everything like that. So reaching out to them and hearing their experience or talking to, I know, for example, when I got my TSU interview, I was able to just put in the group, and I'm talking about in a matter of like minutes, I had someone saying, oh my God, I got accepted into TSU before, I can help you out with it. And it's just like that support and that community to have behind you is so helpful, because even if you're just stuck on the most random part of the PT class application or just in the journey itself, even before you're applying, you can reach out and say like, hey, I'm at this step in my journey, and I'm just struggling. And there's just so many people on that just to help you out. So that was the support behind it was a huge thing, other than just those testimonials that we've come across.
I love it. We're about to switch gears in a second.
Yep.
Oh, look at that. Ben Kim just showed up. What's up?
Hey,
How you doing? So we're about to switch gears and talk about the day you got your first acceptance letter. What I was like. But before we do that, for those of y'all that are watching right now or listening to this as a replay or whatnot, and you're like, okay, I'm hearing this story and I actually want some help. And you want guidance. You want people, you know, you want us to kind of hold you by the hand and just guide you throughout this whole process. Then I'm going to have you go to a certain link where you can actually schedule a time to speak with one of us. And we can just help strategize where you're at. And if it makes sense to work with us, cool. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So go to www.acceptedstrategy.com. www.acceptedstrategy.com. And we will make sure you're well taken care of. So leverage it. I see a comment saying, good afternoon from Australia. You guys are inspiration for PTs around the world. Wow, that's amazing. Hey, thank you so much for the love. Appreciate that. Let's switch over. All right, so tell us now. You've told us about, acceptedstrategy.com. Let's go. So now let's go to the next stage, which is you getting your acceptance letter. You had been rejected You had applied 4 years in a row. You had been rejected 4 years in a row. You had a 2.54 GPA. Impossible. Right? You had listened to Ben Kim's story. You were like, okay, if Ben Kim can do it, I can do it. But there's still something different about actually getting the acceptance letter. So walk us through that moment. What's going through your mind? How did you find out? What was your reaction? I want us to celebrate with each other. So break it down
for us. I'm ready.
Hey, break it down.
All right, get hot. Yeah, that's just honestly, I'm gonna tell you this. When I was in the ATEP system, you guys had this what event it was called, but you guys were talking about just like the mindset just behind applying, and you guys kept saying your acceptance day will come. Like, you have to put that in you. It's going to be a real day in time. At some point in one of these days, on one of these months, you will get that acceptance letter. And for me, that was November 23rd, 2021, right before Thanksgiving, one of the most thankful holidays of the year. I was hyped. But again, I kept remembering. I was like, I was like, we were talking, remember that day. So when that day come, that was, again, that Tuesday, that right before Thanksgiving, I was actually doing, I do DoorDash and Uber Eats, right? So I was out there driving. I got my first ride. I was like, okay. I was like kind of feeling, I was like, they said before Thanksgiving. I was like, it should come today. It should come tomorrow. I was like, man, I was a nervous wreck. But I was like, it should come one of these days. It should come one of these days. So when I was driving, all of a sudden I just get this email, TSU. I said, hold on. Middle of a delivery, pulled my car over. I said, let me read this. I read, congratulations. Except I started going crazy. I gave the food. I went to the house. Dropped the food off. I went home. I was like, I didn't even want to call I'm going to be honest. I didn't even want to call my parents and tell them on the phone. I wanted to wait for them to come home and be like, this is it. So I ended up telling my brother, oh man, everybody in the house is excited. They called my grandparents, cousins. They're like, you got it. I was like, we all partying. It was a great, great time. But yeah, that day before, the 2 days before Thanksgiving, I was just, cloud nine. I was just up there, you know? But yeah, that was basically it. I was just doing out there, just doing my day to day, and email came in, and that was it. It was elevated from there.
Wow. Y'all, can y'all show him some love? Like, heart it up, comment it up, whatever y'all got to do. Shoot, celebrate it like it's the day you'll get accepted in PT school, y'all. but there's something you said in there, right? Because especially with everything you had to, I mean, it's not even bad. Like, you had to really, really battle through a lot internally, externally. But getting to that moment, you said it. I mean, we try to say it a lot, but you just said it. You said, that day will come. In time with your acceptance letter on it. The only reason why most people that have been previous pre-PTs don't believe that is because they quit before they got there. The only way you don't get into physical therapy school.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know how much longer it was going to be for me. I tell you, 4 years. After the fourth year, I'm going to be honest, not that the rejections got any easier, but my mindset was just getting stronger. Like, reject me now, I'm gonna come back next year. Just like Dr. Bria said in the panel, yo, you're gonna get sick and tired of seeing my name pop up across the. I said, I'm here for it. I said, if it's not this year, it's next year. And whatever I don't do this year, I'm gonna do next year. And it was just a big, big switch. I just had to make whatever little changes that wasn't happening now happen. And of course, with you guys, I was able to ask those questions and get the answers I needed.
Man, I love it. I love it. I love it, man. Oh, man, I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. Y'all inspired yet? I mean, say inspired in the comments if y'all have been inspired so far. Shit, I'm inspired. Yeah. let's switch to the last question. Yeah. Now, after everything you've experienced, after the downs, right? After the, you know, kind of building yourself back up to who you became. Now you're an accepted, you know, PT student. You are an SPT right now. You're a student physical therapist. Like, after all of that, what would you say to the previous version of yourself, to yourself 2 years ago, to yourself 3 years ago? Because there's somebody listening right now, whether live or on replay, that's where you were, that's struggling with a low GPA, that's doubting themselves, that it's getting pretty close, kind of like after your second application cycle, getting pretty close to switching career paths, even though they know that physical therapy is what fulfills them, is where they feel called, but they just don't know if they'll ever get to that point. What would you say to them, and what would you say to yourself back then?
So the first thing, and I said this, and I still say this to myself today, is get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's something I've heard through, you know, motivational speakers and things I had to put in my own head in order just to get through this journey. It's just, and like, again, like we've said before, there is that next step, and you just have to get into. So for me, I mean, one of the things was, I was super uncomfortable asking for help. Super. I didn't want to do it. To reach out to you guys was such a huge step for me in my journey. I was like, because I knew I needed to, right? And a lot of things that you know you need to, it's just those are the ones you're like, oh my God, you procrastinate. And it's, again, it's not because you're not interested in it. It's because it's going to take that work to put into it. And sometimes that can just be scary in itself. But once you realize you just got to go step by step, it becomes a little bit easier. So again, like I said, you know, just get comfortable being uncomfortable. And the other thing which really had to, it shook me to my core, is this is not going to be fun. Like, it's not going to be fun. As much as it's worth it, and it is worth it, especially when you get these acceptance, when you get that license at the end of the year. I mean, at the end of the 3 years. Think about it. Chemistry, the prereqs, chemistry is not fun. Physics not fun. I mean, I didn't have fun in those classes. I mean, I had to do them. Obviously, you have to get to a certain point, but it's like, it's not like I was sitting there with the biggest smile on my face studying at 2 a.m, like, oh my God, I can't wait to, you know, keep doing this. But it's just something that you need to do, right? There's no shortcuts to it. There's no, oh, I'm going to not take this test today. It's like, you got to go through the steps. You got to go through the process, through the sacrifice and everything else. And like I said, it's not fun, but at the end, it definitely is worth it.
That's powerful. And I think, you know, I think it's just a reminder. We don't apply to PT school to get into PT school. We apply to PT school to become physical therapists. And the question you all have to ask yourself every single time is, how badly do I want to be a physical therapist? It actually goes back to question number one. That's why I said question number one might be the most important. The fact, here's what I even heard tonight. And I don't even know if I caught this when you spoke on Sunday. What I heard tonight was your desire to be in. Yes, I know after the second cycle, we consider, you know, switching gears. But the fact that you said, hey, even after the fourth year, my determination was getting stronger. There's only one thing that can really do that. How badly you want the actual end destination. And that goes back to your story previously with your brother.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so those are super, super important. So just guys, please.
Yeah.
Just understand, you are not doing this just to get into PT school.
Yeah.
So when you look at the challenges, because you're right, most of that stuff is not fun. Like, I did not enjoy chemistry. Lord knows I didn't enjoy physics. Like, I mean, we can go down the whole list, right? The GRE wasn't fun.
Whole list. But
because I wanted to become a physical therapist badly, because you wanted to become a physical therapist badly, you were like, okay, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, let me add this. It boils down to your why. Like, why do you want to do this? And like we said, that first question, but to, like, another thing, I guess I would even say is, like, your why has to be bigger than you. It can't be, oh, because I want to be a PT. It's like, I want to be a PT because I can help my mom, I can help my brother, I can help my neighbors, I can now help my community, I can put in, especially people who are disadvantaged, just in, you know, financially, whatever it may be, I can go out and be this person for them, because maybe they've never had that, and now you're inspiring a whole nother area. It's like, oh my God, people who look like me, or even, you know what I mean, come from the same walks of life, it's like, maybe they've never seen that person in a physical therapy role or in a doctoral role. And it's like, when you step in and it's like, you start creating all these different inspirations amongst all these other people, especially in the community, it's like, you need to ask yourself why, because when that why is bigger than you, man, that you start blowing through classes. You're like, I got this. I'll be there. I'll do that. It's like, you just start eating it because you know why you're there.
Wow. Yeah. I couldn't have wrapped that up better. Woo! I really, y'all couldn't have wrapped that up better. Man, thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you so much for not giving up. You know, I think one thing too is this is something I even you know, like Ben Kim was in the same shoes where I'm like, man, it's funny how sometimes when we're battling something for ourselves, we don't realize that we're actually battling for other people as well. And there are countless students. Ben Kim was that for you. You are that for other people. And then, and so is Ben. It's like when you battle through this stuff and you go for what you want and you figure it out at all costs, at all odds, with everything against you, then other people who are in a similar position are like, yo, I can do it too.
Yeah.
I can do it too.
Yeah.
For those of y'all that are watching this live or on replay, that's what we want you guys to understand. You can do it too, but it's not going to be a guessing game.
No.
It's not going to be a crossing your fingers and hoping for the best game. It's not going to be a, let me try to find the easiest route or the quick hack to do it. It doesn't work like that. But it's a matter of saying who can be the clearest, who can know what the schools want, who can know what their specific path is. And that was a big thing for you, right?
Yeah.
Who can have the right people around them so that you're not getting in your own head, right? Who can continue to show up for themselves even when the stuff you have to do doesn't feel the greatest, right? It sucks, to put it bluntly. Like who can do that? And when you do that, yeah, chestnut checkers, I love it. Yeah, like that's how it works. And if you can continue to show up, you will get to that end destination of becoming a PT student and ultimately becoming a physical therapist, because that's what it's all about. I used to say this a few years ago. I used to say, your future patients are waiting for you. I haven't said that in a while. Your future patients are waiting for you.
They're there.
And the only thing separating you from them is your decision to either continue fighting or to quit. And if you're going to decide to continue fighting, you have to ask yourself, am I going to continue fighting blindly? Or am I going to try to ask the questions, find guidance, get direction, figure out what other people who are in my shoes, other people who are struggling just like me, figure out what they did so that they could ultimately get to their end goal of becoming a physical therapist. That's the truth.
Beautiful.
That's how this thing works.
Beautiful.
Boom. That's it. And for those of y'all that, I said before, for those of y'all that are like, I want some guidance, go to acceptedstrategy.com and we got you covered. But for tonight, this was such a blessing. I
appreciate it.
Super inspired. Man, thank you so much. Anything else you want to leave the people with? How can they contact you?
Right through Instagram, Rishi_Rich18, or you find me on Facebook, Rishi Galati. Either one. I mean, if you need, I could put it in the chat. It doesn't really matter, whatever it is. But yeah, IG, perfect. Facebook, you let me know, you DM me, whatever it may be. I'll always reach out.
I love it. Thank you so much. Y'all have an amazing rest of your evening.
We want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. If you have not done so, please be sure to subscribe and review the podcast so that we can continue to serve many other amazing future physical therapists like you. And if this episode brought you value, please be sure to share it out with your classmates and friends so that it can bring them value as well. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. Have an amazing rest of your day or night.